Now, the bit that worries me, having gone as far as we've gone over the last 10 years, is to do with the fact that we get very good linkage between the people who refer patients in for follow-up, continuing care, and so on. And all those elements are not really very well defined by any particular tariff structure. We've got good pathways, and I think good pathways mean good cancer care, but you have to ask yourselves, who's doing the gaps in between the agencies? Who's managing the patients? Who's making sure which parts of the pathway work? As I said to you, with this joint commissioning between PCTs and specialised commissioning, if you lose one element of that, you end up with a pathway in which bits of that pathway have got to be recommissioned again because the people are not there now to be able to deal with that element. And one of the arguments that the Audit Commission made about current commissioning is that it's too expensive. Why is it so expensive? 10% costs for it. One of the reasons is you take, for example, Birmingham area, to maintain services in the Black Country, which is might call a difficult area for us to provide cancer services for, we have to pay or have given an increased tariff rate to maintain the service and keep it as good as we can. So there have been local incentives to try and make sure that the service delivery is up to a standard. And those legacies make it look like having one operation in one part of the West Midlands costs a certain amount, but if you have in another part of the West Midlands, it seems to cost more. Doesn't make any sense, does it? But it does if you look at the local strategic level about what's going on. What also underpins this, I think is a very important issue, is that the networks, cancer networks, have had a very important role in identifying the pathway. But even more importantly, I think, in the future, in understanding what the gaps are in the pathways and advising commissioning